When we left the river, we employed two native guides, Zambo and Gomez. With the map and their knowledge of the country, at last, we stood looking at the self-same view that Maple White had painted. It would be another day's march before we reached the cliffs. Just then, though, Challenger pointed suddenly ahead. I saw what I thought was a huge grey bird skim low across the tree ferns.
"There!" Challenger cried. "Summerlee, did you see it?"
His colleague was staring after the creature.
"What do you claim that was?" "A pterodactyl?" "A terra fiddlestick," Summerlee mocked. "It was a stork."
Challenger was too furious to speak. Lord John took me to one side looking grave. He had his binoculars in his hand. "I focused on it before it was out of sight," he said. "That wasn't any bird I ever laid eyes on in my life."